Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the business news. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. Welcome to Monday.
Yeah, welcome back after last Monday being a holiday, so we've got a lot to catch up on.
Sure.
In recent weeks, our part of the country has experienced an earthquake, a hurricane, a separate tropical storm with widespread severe flooding, other storms producing lightning strikes that called off sporting events and even knocked a radio station off the air.
Yes.
All this must have an impact on the business world. What's next?
Well, I even hear, Wayne, that one of our outlying counties had a tornado touchdown last week. So basically, what next? Locusts? Frogs? So what are we expecting now? Clearly, a lot of investors are asking, you know, similar types of questions, such as, what's next? How do I prepare for the next 100-year flood? And sometimes I think we're speaking metaphorically, Wayne, and sometimes I think not. Those are tough questions to answer. And clearly, there are many professional investors and analysts divided over what to do these days. Even last week, I read several, I won't say promising reports, but silver lining type of reports. But then the negative ones kind of outweigh them. Look at our own Federal Reserve, they call it the Open Markets Committee, which has at least three voters on record disagreeing with the current strategy right now. And the ECB, the European Central Bank, which is the equivalent over there of our Fed, was jolted Friday when Germany's main representative on the ECB resigned, citing policy differences. The answer in the U.S. for now is a new jobs bill, which President Obama was here to talk about on Friday in Richmond, which we think is likely to pass, maybe with some revisions, and more talk of lowering the corporate tax rate, which in the U.S. is among the highest in the developed world right now, which is hard to believe. The crux of the matter is this, Wayne. Profit estimates are coming down in the U.S. in particular, and chances of a recession in Europe are rising.
Yesterday, the country observed the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. And a lot has been said about how the country has changed in those 10 years. Compare before and after.
Yeah, I think this is interesting. You and I were talking off air about this. Over the weekend, I put together some facts and figures. And you're right, we all reflected about how 9/11 has changed our lives and has changed the world. I thought it'd be interesting to compare some things from the business world over the same period. And this is pretty interesting stuff, Wayne. I'm going to give you a then and now. A gallon of gas then, $1.50. Now, the national average for a gallon of gas is $3.65. And, of course, we know that's down from over $4 a couple years ago. Oil was $28 a barrel, Wayne. Now, it's $89 a barrel, and it was well over $100 a barrel, upwards of $140 a couple years ago. Gold, you ready for this one, Wayne?
Mm.
10 years ago, gold was $270 an ounce. Now, it's $1,800 plus an ounce. Unemployment, this will make you tear up a little bit. Unemployment then was 4.2%, the national average. Now, it is over double that at 9.1%. This is also a tough one. Short-term interest rates then were 6.5%. Now, they're essentially zero. And CD rates, measured by the one-year national average, then 4.5%, now 0.4%. And yes, I know you can find specials on the web, maybe getting just over 1%, but not much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when we hear about low interest rates, that sounds good for people who want to borrow money or perhaps refinance their mortgage or something. But if you want to invest, particularly in a savings account, boy, that's bad news indeed.
Yeah, I think that's right, Wayne. I'd like to expand on that thought for a moment. The concept of interest rates, and as I say, their practical implication, are low rates good or bad for the economy or what I call real people? Well, as you say, it depends. Consider this. If you're borrowing money to buy a house, and yes, I know that's assuming you can get a loan these days, 30-year fixed rates are just about 4%. That is incredibly low, and I dare say that most people haven't seen that in their lifetime. Also, if you're a company looking to raise money by issuing bonds in the bond market, these are about the lowest rates you're ever going to have to pay to investors. In fact, the 10-year U.S. Treasury rate is below 2%. That's kind of a benchmark for a lot of companies. The flip side is, as you said, Wayne, is if you're trying to save money, CD rates are terrible. That is especially impacts retirees who live off that interest and have to find renewable rates all the time. Low interest rates also present a tough challenge for pension funds, for companies as well as governments. Basically, most pension funds have built-in assumptions that they can earn anywhere between 6 to 8% on their portfolios, much of which is in bonds. Mm-hmm. But that's not very easy now. Mm-hmm. And that leads many high-profile organizations to be reporting that their pension funds are anywhere from 20 to 50% underfunded. Bottom line, Wayne, low interest rates may be necessary for trying to boost the economy, but they're not a picnic for everyone.
Right. Brian, I have just a little bit over 30 seconds, 35 seconds. I want to ask you about the return of the layaway.
Wow, this was interesting. Walmart announced last week that in a blast from the past, they are reinstating layaway plans for the holiday shopping season. Remember that, Wayne? For purchases, mm-hmm. they say for $50 or more, you can put it on layaway in October and pick it up in December as long as you're making payments.
Hmm. Indicating that maybe credit isn't as easy to come by as it once was.
I think that's exactly right. It is mm-hmm. a sign of the times.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks to Brian Ford, who joins us Monday mornings to analyze the business news. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Bye, Wayne. Have a good day.
You too.